It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The parents of a medical marijuana patient in Colorado say a new law that aims to limit young people's access to marijuana is unconstitutional, and they have filed a lawsuit. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
The new law puts restrictions on how medical marijuana is prescribed and tracks medical marijuana purchases. The goal is to prevent 18 to 20-year-olds with medical cards from purchasing large amounts of marijuana and reselling it. Alex Busher is an attorney and represents a family whose son uses medical marijuana to treat his epilepsy. Busher says tracking how much patients purchase is unconstitutional.
They're certainly not tracking retail marijuana purchases. Patients don't quite understand why medical was thrown under the bus.
The bill's sponsors said they wouldn't comment on pending litigation. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
The State Department of Transportation is proposing a $50 million fix to the aging Eisenhower Johnson Memorial Tunnel. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
CDOT has been strapped for cash for years, but the legislature passed a funding bill last session, and the agency has more than $200 million in new money to spend right now. At the top of the list are critical fixes to the I-70 tunnel through the Continental Divide. CDOT also wants to expand its bus service to Pueblo and Greeley and run it more often. Other projects include pavement fixes on Interstate 76 and other rural highways. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
CDOT wants to add electric vehicle charging stations to some highway rest areas. That would require a change to federal law. Colorado supports the change, saying more electric chargers will help meet climate goals. But gas station owners say the move would undermine their plans to expand EV charging on their own. A tree-killing beetle has turned up in Weld County for the first time. A resident in Erie reported finding the emerald ash borer. The beetle that was first found in Boulder in 2013 has spread to other parts of the Front Range. And highs along the Front Range in the 90s and close to 100 this afternoon. This is CPR News.